Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Diego. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm telling anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you if you have a couple of minutes of your time in order to respond to a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at a random and your individual answers are confidential. Would you like to proceed with the survey?
Sure. You do a nice job on the intro. You do a nice job, and you're not pushing. And so I got a couple minutes.
All right. Thank you so much. Just to confirm, I'm speaking with Ralph Bonaduce, right?
Sí.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to continue the call in Spanish or English?
Italiano.
Oh, I see. Italian. Okay.
No, so English. English is fine, my friend. English. Let's go English.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Spanish is very, very bad.
Okay, no problem. Well, the first question, let me verify here very quick. Okay, so the first question says, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Excuse me?
Definitely vote.
Definitely. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Next one. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I think of myself as a Republican.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
That's a tricky one. Given the circumstances, I think I'm a strong Republican.
All right. Thank you. Okay, may I know your age? Excuse me?
I am 66.
All right. Thank you. Okay, and just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian?
I always say Italian.
Or
white.
Okay.
That's white.
Okay. Thank you.
I think it's Italian, but they call it white, so whatever. I'm okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Okay, go ahead. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now I would like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Okay? So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard about the person of the organization, please say so, okay? So, the first one, Republicans in Congress, which would be the number that you feel?
Uh, 75.
All right. Thank you. Lori Chavez, Chavez da Reimer, do you hear about her?
Yes.
Okay. How much?
Not too much. How do I feel about her, or how much have I heard?
Yes. Which will be the number that you...
Oh, the number for... Look. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put 50.
50. Okay. Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
Oh, how do I feel about MAGA Republicans?
Yes.
75.
Thank you. How do you feel with Donald Trump?
75.
Thank you. Janelle Buinam?
I don't know that person.
Okay. Thank you. Never.
What's the name? What's the name again?
Janelle Buinam.
Buinam. Thank you. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. I will put it here. The project 2025?
Yes.
Okay. How many will be the number that you will...
For which one?
Project 2025.
Oh, boy, I don't know much about it. I know what it is. I'm going to say 25.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for all your answers, sir. So moving ahead, the next one will be Joe Biden.
20.
All right. J.D. Vance.
65.
All right. Thank you. Kamala Harris.
15.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one, Democrats in Congress.
30.
All right, thank you. Okay, so now a question. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republicans.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Republican.
All right. Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, someone else?
I think Donald Trump.
Okay.
But I don't, it's going to be close.
Okay. Thank you. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, Derre Mayer, or Democrat Janelle Buinam?
Lori Chavez.
All right. Thank you. Okay, just a couple of questions more. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Buinam now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November of this year? Is there a fair chance that you might support Buinam? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
A small chance.
All right. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, Derre Mayer is handling her job as your member of Congress? The same options. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress, in this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez, the Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez for Congress. The options are a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first one is, serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. Thus, she has not done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal. So they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Do you think that is a great deal? Quite a bite? Just some? Not at all. Or you don't know?
Now, do I think, though, that the statements that you made, do I think the state, I heard that the doubts are the statements you made. What am I expressing my view on here now? Whether those are accurate or not, or whether I believe in them? What am I doing?
Yeah, well, in this case, you need to, just give a moment. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, thank you for reminding me. So I'm going to agree or strongly disagree, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. The options are great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Somewhat.
Okay. Okay, the next one says, Lori Chavez vote to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police. And she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorisms, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks thought on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Do you think that is a great deal? Quite a bite? Just some? Not at all?
Quite a bit.
Okay. And the next one, it would be our democracy is being
Threatened. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yet Chavez is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 elections being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they will certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez, Deremer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. It is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Quite a bit.
Thank you. Okay, Chavez is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda that Oregon families, instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. The same options, great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Just two more. Lori Chavez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Same options, great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Just some.
Thank you. And the last one, Chavez Derrimer has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez is a vote for these dangerous programs. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Just some.
Just some. Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Fifty-fifty.
Okay, the options are Lori Chavez, Janelle Bynum, undecided, other.
I guess I'll go undecided now.
Undecided, okay. Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean toward, Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum, if you are undecided, please say so.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm undecided.
Undecided. Okay. Okay, so now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction, okay? It says, Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For worried mom, nothing more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard this information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum? Or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the last few questions are for Estas statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Fourth year of college.
Okay, college. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Married. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
In 20, I voted for Trump.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for all your time. I really enjoyed to ask you this question. Thank you so much for your time again, and have a nice rest of the day, sir. I will
okay,
put
you
on
too.
My notes here. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Too.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey!
Yeah!
Ah, qué linda.
Gracias a Dios te tocó un italiano.